It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Wednesday Flashback brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company for all your truck needs. Well, let's do a little Merle, shall we? Back to the year
1984.
And the song.
That's the way love goes, babe.
I mean, it's a Valentine's week.
That's the music God made.
Man, such a good song. That's the way love goes. 1984, 30th number one hit for the great Merle Haggard. And it was a song that Merle had admired for years before he recorded it. Written by the great Lefty Frizzell and Whitey Schaefer. It was not released by Lefty as a single. It first was in 1973 by another Texan, Johnny Rodriguez.
Chasing my rainbow.
And the origin of the story goes,
honey,
of That's the Way Love Goes. Well, Whitey Schaefer had the initial idea when he and his buddy Lefty were driving to Dallas Frazier's cabin in the fall of 73 for the sole purpose of writing songs. And it was nice and secluded out there. Before they even got to the cabin, they were talking about, you know, relationships and the stuff. Stuff guys talk about,
yeah, man,
that you girls
stuff.
Don't think we talk about what we do.
We don't know anything.
And Lefty said, well, that's the way love goes. And Whitey looked over to him and smiled. Before they even got out of the car to the cabin, they had the entire song. And it's a fairly short song. In fact, Johnny Rodriguez's version is only like a minute 45 on this. When Merle got a hold of it, though, it was because it was his idol, well, Lefty Frizzell. And he'd known this song for quite some time. In fact, he wanted to record it before Johnny Rodriguez got a hold of it. They were doing a guitar pull shortly after they wrote the song altogether. With Lefty and Johnny Rodriguez. Boy, you imagine that stage filled with them and the Hag and more. And Lefty said, I got this song, and he played it. And Johnny said, I like that one. And Merle said, I do too. But Johnny, at the time, had a little more pull than Merle career-wise and ended up recording it first. But Merle hung on to it and always wanted to record it. And finally, he did in 1984. And not only was it his 30th number one hit, but it won him a Grammy in 1985. So, on a Valentine's week, doesn't go your way, just listen to the Hag.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my